This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Bizarre Art Radio Hour. Thank you for joining me for our very first broadcast here on Tantalk Radio Network. I am Jenny Pearl, Bizarre Art founder, local artist, muralist, and manager curator of Second Century Studios, the City of Clearwater's public art gallery. Today we have some great guests on our show. We have Laura Canary from the City of Clearwater Community Redevelopment Agency, Matt Gaunt and Lorena Hogarth, local artists and Bizarre Art Co-op members. We have Daryl Burney, owner of Encore Music and sponsor of our show today. And I'm thankful to have my friend, Mr. Whiskers, Kyle Serignani, performing a couple of songs for us today here in the studio. We will be right back after this song by Mr. Whiskers.
Thank you, Jenny. This is a song called Anything.
Something for a honey, yet no one would do nothing without a name. Well, you can beg for what you want, and you can pray for what you need, but if you don't follow through with what you've been dreaming, then you can't have it all for free. Cause it's a long haul to the top, and there's a chance you might lose control, but that's but a small price to pay if you want a free soul. Intrepid setting, but only to be left ashore. You see the birds and the bees, they were left hanging in the breeze as the trees stood still in the foreground. And though the gods were gaffed by how we struck each other daft, we were powerless to step from the background. Ridiculous notion to call you, cause you've been running through my head with all those thoughts we left unsaid, and all them subtleties revealed to be missed cues. Cause anyone would do anything for money, and anyone would do everything for fame, but I'm the one who'll do it all for you, honey. Yes, I'm the one who wants to say your name.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. That was beautiful song. Remember, we will have live music here on the show with a new musician every week. Now we have Laura Canary here with us today. Laura is with the City of Clearwater Community Redevelopment Agency. So, Laura, there's a lot happening in Clearwater with the CRA these days. Can you tell me a little bit about maybe the new CRA director?
Absolutely. Amanda Thompson just joined our team about, I think she's 2 weeks in, so it's still very green, but we're so happy to have her on board. She's a big proponent of the arts, and as you know, that's really been an initiative that we've been working on in the last year. So we're very happy to have her. And she, again, it was at this point, you know, something we were wanting to focus on, but now having her, and she's got an extensive arts background, so I think it's just going to help with everything we've been trying to do at the studio and whatnot.
It's very exciting to have her on board. So what about the referendum? It did pass November 7th. It was a big initiative that the city wanted to see go through. There was a lot of funding that was at stake, and now this program is actually being executed, correct?
Yes, you're referring to the Imagine Clearwater plan, so that's very exciting. That's what we're planning for the waterfront bluff area. And the bluff master plan is really going to incorporate quite a few changes to the waterfront, what we have down there. We're proposing to move the bandshell to another location still along the waterfront. We're going to incorporate some more green space, which is very exciting. We're going to have a playground down there. So we're currently in the second stage where we're actually looking under the ground now. So, you know, we, as part of the process, we had the public put in, you know, their thoughts as far as what they'd like to see. So now we've gathered all of that, and now it's the next stage as far as, okay, now what is very feasible, and what does the ground look like underneath, and what can we build, and where can we build it? So
now, a big part of passing this referendum and getting all of this funding and this growth and development approved was Second Century Studios. Now, you and I have been partners at the studio since its conception, and I'm so thankful for that opportunity to be able to manage and curate that public space for the city of Clearwater. Why don't you tell me a little bit, or tell us about that program and how it came about being developed?
Sure. So Second Century Studios was really, we started out as it was going to be an artist co-op, you know, as you know. So we started working with Bazaar Art. And as we kind of, the program started to evolve, we realized that, wow, this is going to be a great space where people are going to be visiting. And we can really use this as an engagement tool to talk about other, you know, city initiatives and urban planning initiatives that the city currently has underway. So we were kind of realistic in knowing that maybe people wouldn't come and visit to look at our renderings of the bluff, you know, but they may come to see artwork, and then while they're there, they can check out the display that we have, which is, it really features, right now we're focusing on the Imagine Clearwater plan, as well as the North Marina Master Plan, which is the area of the Seminole Boat Ramp. If you're familiar with that area, there's some exciting things happening there. And then the Cleveland Streetscape Phase 3, which is basically the extension of the Cleveland Streetscape up into the eastern part of the downtown. And then, of course, as part of the Cleveland Streetscape Phase 3, we're going to also incorporate a Market Mercado District. So it's very exciting, and it's really created a great opportunity and platform for us to engage with the public.
Yes. Now, we go back a little bit here because, actually, Bazaar Art just celebrated its one-year anniversary, February 17th. And as you know, it was due to our communication and our partnership back when I answered the call for art for the Gateway Banner Project that we met for the first time. And we actually worked on that project together. And that banner is still located there in the Gateway up on Cleveland Street across from Nature's Food Patch. And then from there, you came to me and asked if I would help to stimulate Station Square Park to bring a little bit of art and entertainment there. So then I went out and engaged in the whole corporate process of incorporating Bazaar Art and going through that process and starting my Bazaar Art events and everything. And then it was shortly after that, I think back in July, that you came to me with the proposal to manage the Second Century Studios space. And like I said, I'm very thankful for that, and I appreciate the opportunity from the city. And you are just one of the most wonderful people to work with. You have just done so much to help for me to bring in the arts into the community, and I appreciate you more than anything.
Oh, well, we appreciate you. It's so funny to really think back of how a banner project and what it all evolved to. And so for those that might not be familiar, we put out a call to artists. It was just over a year ago, and we were calling. It was for an artistic banner for the Gateway, the East Gateway area, and now referred to as the Downtown Gateway. And, you know, you were the selected artist, and the banner's still up. It's beautiful. But then that really evolved into such a great partnership with the CRA. And, you know, it's just, who would have thought that now we'd be co-managing a studio together a year later?
Yes. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for coming on my first show here at Tan Talk Radio. I just want y'all to know that Laura will be at the Second Century Studios on Mondays for sure. And if you would like to find out some more information regarding Second Century Studios, you can go to downtownclearwater.com. And check out the events. It's a new website, correct?
Yes, brand new website. So please check it out. And you can put in any questions that you have, or you can also email me directly at laura.canary@myclearwater.com if you have specific questions about the studio.
Thank you. And we will be right back with our next guest, Matt Gaunt, who is a local artist and a co-op member here. And in the meantime, let's hear another song by Kyle, Mr. Whiskers. Hello, we are back, and we are with Matt Gaunt. He is a local artist, a member of the Bizarre Art Co-op, and has participated in a couple of the Bizarre Art Throwdowns that I host at my events. And this past Saturday at the Sea Blues Festival, he competed in one of our throwdowns, and he won first place. Matt, thank you for coming on the show with me today. I'm so thankful to have you as a member of the co-op and as a friend and a fellow artist, and just that you're so involved with the Second Century Studios. You've had your artwork in there for a little while. Can you tell us just a few things about yourself and your career and what has influenced you as an artist?
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me. I've been painting most of my life since my grandfather really got me into painting, my grandmother and grandfather. And I really started seriously painting after high school because, I don't know, I wasn't really pushed into it in high school. It was really in college I kind of gravitated towards, you know, something more creative. And so that's pretty much when I got started. And I'm pretty much influenced by a lot of the graphic styles and a lot of the really high-definition imagery that we see a lot today.
Now, you use a lot of lighting in your projects, too. Can you tell us about that and how that... I think it makes your work stand out and makes it very unique.
Thank you. Actually, I started that with a friend of mine who's in the neon business. He's been in the neon business for about 40 years. His name is Eric Roski, and he is an owner of Adept Neon in Largo. And, we just came together with a project to make a neon light bulb, and it kind of all went from there. And we've made neon cavemen around a neon fire. We've made molecules out of neon and different types of stuff.
Now, you're involved in some other art projects besides Bizarre Art, and I'm thankful for your involvement and everything that I've been trying to do to build the arts and in our community. So what are some of the other projects that you're working on right now?
Mostly I work on a lot of my own home conceptual projects, which I kind of try to go into different shows and stuff. I'm working towards completing quite a collection so I can have my own solo show in a nice, you know, big environment and really show off a lot of pieces. And
so you've been in a couple of the throwdowns. I think the first one that you were in was at the Silver King Brewing Company in Tarpon Springs, right?
Yes.
And that was for the one Bizarre Art Throwdown. Has it been two that you were in, or was it more? I think just the two, correct? Or no, you were in another one.
We were, I think, at Mandalay Park.
At Mandalay Park, that's right. Mm-hmm. Or actually, it was at McKay Playfield before we switched over to Mandalay Park.
Okay.
Right, wasn't it? Oh, no, you came down to the Mandalay Park event, too. That's right. And just to let y'all know that every third Saturday, we do have a bazaar art event at Mandalay Park on North Clearwater Beach. It's an open-aired art bazaar. Mr. Whiskers here, he comes out and does sort of an open jam for us from noon until 5 p.m. And then we have a local drum circle from 5 until 8 p.m. We've got local vendors and artists who come out and do live art demonstrations. If you would like to become a sponsor of one of our local events, then just get a hold of me, Jenny Pearl, at 727-944-2974. You can check out our events at bazaarart.org. So, Matt, I want to thank you for participating in the Throwdown this weekend. Congratulations on winning that. We do offer cash prizes. If you're an artist that's interested in participating in one of these Throwdowns, let me know. Thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate you very much. And remember, we do have a co-op meeting on March 1st. Hope to see you there. And in the meantime, we're going to hear a little bit more music from Kyle as we bring on our next guest, Lorena Hogarth, to talk about some of the things she's doing in the community as an artist and for bazaar art. Be right back. Very beautiful. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Mr. Whiskers.
Thank you.
And if you met Kyle, you would know that he calls himself Mr. Whiskers, and he's got a very unique mustache that you can't miss. And Kyle, I love having you out at the Mandalay Park events. You create some amazing music, and you're so diverse. You play so many different instruments. Before we introduce Lorena, can you just tell me a little bit about yourself and you just moved here, right? Not too long ago?
I've lived in the area for just about 2 years. I'm originally from Rockland, Maine. Spent a lot of time in the snow, that's for sure. Down here, I'm in a variety of different bands. I usually perform as Mr. Whiskers, usually as either a solo or a duo act featuring a singer. And I'm a one-man band, live looping, as you can kind of hear on air right now.
And I love having you out at Mandalay Park. Everybody does. It brings such a good vibe to the event, and I thank you. And I just want to remind everybody that we do have another event coming up this weekend. It is in Sims Park in Newport Richey. We are doing a community crosswalk project. Mr. Whiskers will be there also performing from noon until about 5 p.m.
Yes.
And I will come back and talk a little bit more with you on that one as we introduce Lorena Hogarth. She's also a local artist. She's fantastic. I just love her so much. A very dear friend of mine, co-op member with Bazaar Art. And she is just one of my most dedicated volunteers. We were going to have Danny Young on the show here with us today, but he could not make it. He is down working on our project today. He did let me know we had some participation in the Sea Blues Festival this weekend, right?
Yes, we did.
And it was, we did 128 square foot mural down there. Millworks in Tarpon Springs, Millworks Construction, they did the construction project for us and putting our canvas together. They did a wonderful job of that. And then Lorena and myself and Danny Young were all out there this past weekend executing that mural.
Absolutely. It was great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was so much foot traffic, and I think Danny even sold out of all of his artwork.
Yes, he did.
Over the weekend, which was amazing. So tell me about yourself. And, you know, you have been doing a lot of facial profiles of famous characters.
Mostly, you know, Walking Dead characters. Norman Reedus, David Morrissey as the governor. I even have one of Sean Patrick Flannery.
So how did you come about, like, really focusing on that type of art? And is it what you really favor?
My husband is a comic book geek, and we love to go to the comic book conventions. And one year at MegaCon, we're like, he goes, hey, David Morrissey's going to be there. Why don't you go ahead and, you know, do something of him, and we'll go get it autographed. And I'm like, all right. You know, did a charcoal, and... Well, when he saw it, he was like, whoa, can I take a picture of this? And I'm like, absolutely. You know, so that, it just spawned off from there.
Well, you are amazing, and they are very, very well-executed likenesses of those characters. You also do some other types of things. You come out to all of the events, and you sell products, you know, that are really unique. And also, how about telling me a little bit about your involvement in Bizarre Art?
Well... I'm actually not too sure. What
well, to you say. You started right from the beginning with me.
I did. Yeah. You were the very first events that I started
and
going to.
You've been out to almost every single one, minus maybe one.
Yeah.
I think that you
absolutely.
Missed. And it was because, I don't know, you had a conflict because you've been kind of taking off. Now, one of the things that I'd like to talk about, you're sort of heading another project up for me, in a way, for next month, for March. We have another exhibit opening at Second Century Studios. And that is for the Comic-Con show, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be reaching out, and people can actually get a hold of us if you'd like to take part in that. We're going to have a public call for art. The exhibit opening is for March 16th. That's on a Friday evening. Mm-hmm. And we have our exhibit openings from 6 to 9 p.m. Also, the public library here in downtown Clearwater, they are doing a Comic-Con event also. And so we're sort of... piggybacking with them and trying to get some of these local artists to come out and feature their art at the studio.
Yes.
So tell me about this mural. How was your experience down there?
Oh, wow. It was great. Hot, but we live in Florida. So,
I know.
But
we sort of worked out the kinks yesterday when we went back.
Yes, we did. It was amazing. A lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and it was interesting because, you know, you get out there, and this was my first mural.
Same with Danny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, both of you.
And, you know, it's just something I've always wanted to do.
Sorry to say, but I think I popped your cherry.
Thank you.
And so now you're addicted, right?
I am. I'm totally addicted. I mean, you think that you're going to be nervous out there in front of all those people, but, I mean, you're back to them the whole time, and I didn't even know all these people were all lined up behind us just watching and taking pictures until I turned around, and I was like, wow. And then just hearing the people and the compliments and the wows that were coming from the crowd, and, yeah, it was just such a confident boost, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about doing this project that's coming up here this weekend at Sims Park. It's going to be a really big ordeal. And so what we're going to do for that event is it's going to be a community project, and the community members will be able to come up and register, and they can take part in actually painting the crosswalk with us.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to have a small team of artists out there with me, helping to guide the people along the way as we are sort of conducting that project. The City of Newport Richey Cultural Affairs Department is sponsoring that event for us. So we're going to have live music, like I said. We're going to have drum circle. Then there's a Simon and Garfunkel tribute band that's going to be playing that evening from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have the free rock painting table.
Rock painting.
We'll have some really unique vendors coming out. I've got a couple of the past vendors that haven't been coming out to the events recently coming out. So we're going to be able to have a really good art day there. It's right next to the Splash Park there at Sims Park, so it'll be a big family event. You know, they could bring their swimsuits, hopefully. It's a really beautiful day. I think I did check the weather, and it's supposed to be beautiful. And we've had some really amazing music at these events, so hopefully you'll all come out and join us. We're going to take another little break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Daryl Burney. He is the owner of Encore Music in Newport Richey, and he also is a partner in a gym, Life Center Fitness, up there, and he's a sponsor for our program. I want to give him a little bit of time to talk about what he's doing. Lorena, I want you to stick around in this conversation, okay. And I'm going to have Daryl come in and join us, and we will be back in just a few moments. Thank you so much for joining us. Kyle, that was really wonderful, and we are back, and we are here with Daryl Burney. We also have Lorena Hogarth here with us still in the studio, and we're going to be talking to Daryl about some of what you're doing up in Newport Richey. My gosh, you're really busy these days. You actually just were elected as a member of the Cultural Affairs Committee, correct?
That's correct, Jenny, and a lot of that had to do with you. I became interested in the Cultural Affairs Committee because of Bizarre Art. And went down there and found out that they had a lack of participation in the city. I said, we need to do something about this. So yeah. That's how I got involved.
Well, thank you for doing that because, you know, you've been involved in so many other ways in the community and with Encore Music. Tell me a little bit about Encore Music.
Okay, Encore Music, we're currently located at 11614 US 19 in Port Richey. But we're making a big move to downtown. The project is called 5800 Main. I don't know what our specific address is going to be, but we're in the 5800 Main project, and we're really excited about it. We're going to be shifting our marketing view or our marketing thrust to lessons, residuals. We have to do something that's sustainable.
Right.
We can't count on selling 13 high-end guitars a month. You know, you just can't do that.
Well, you have Anthony down there, too.
Yes, right? We do. We have Anthony. We have Chip Wedge. Okay. Chip Wedge, Charles Wedge, toured with Jedi for 12 years. We have some awesome talent at our store.
And if anybody's got a broken guitar.
Oh, yeah. Talking about Encore, I'm the owner, but I'm the co-owner. I'm a partner with my son-in-law, John Zambrato, and he's very, very talented musician. He's a trained opera singer who sings metal, but he gives vocal lessons, and he can sing, and he can teach.
Well, you've got a lot of connections. Yeah, you've got a lot of connections, like, in that industry, don't you?
I do, but I just lucky, I guess.
Yeah. You know? So now you're also a business partner in Life Center Fitness, correct?
Now that's what I'm passionate about. For the people that don't know me, I have a permanent physical disability from a neurological disorder called chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy.
Wow.
Right? And I tell people it's not nearly as much fun as it sounds, you know? But when I first started going to Life Center Fitness in April of 2016, I had to use what's called a rollator. It's one of those little buggies that's got handles that you can turn around and sit down on because I couldn't walk more than about 15 or 20 feet. And I couldn't walk without something in my hands at all. And in just a few months' time with working with Mike Pangburn, I saw something very, very special. And I got the opportunity to become a partner. And it's actually he and his wife, Fatine, and myself, and we really, really got something special going there.
Yeah. So tell me about the programs that you have there for people if they're interested in coming in and signing up.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many programs. If you're a veteran, if you're law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're a teacher, you already automatically get a discount. We have eight free children's programs each week. My partner is huge on the battle on childhood obesity. And we have sponsors. And if you'd like to sponsor a kids program, come on down. But we have 8 programs. We have every kind of trainer or training program that you want. We have Adrian, Superman Aesthetics. We have Chad. We have Nick. We have these guys. They're just fantastic. And they've all been trained by Mike. So they'll do you a lot of good.
So now, how do people get a hold of you if they want to get in touch with the gym?
Okay. If you want to get in touch with the gym,
do you have a Facebook page?
We do. We do have a Facebook page, and actually, Facebook is where we do everything now. We have a website. I don't even give it out. Nobody goes to the web anymore.
Me either. I used to have a website, and you know, I paid the yearly fees or whatever, and then you got to have somebody come in and maintenance it for you.
But you can, just search Life Center Fitness.
Yeah.
Or Encore Music on Facebook. That's where we do all our everything at.
And then for Encore Music?
Encore Music is, we also have a website. We do that. We have to have that for sales. Our Facebook page is not set up for commerce. Hmm. So we do have a website there.
Okay, and what website? What's the address? Oh my gosh. Is this for Encore Music?
Yeah, it's Encore Music.
Okay, just do a search on Google for Encore Music and you'll be able to find that information.
Boy, Jenny, me and computers.
See, I didn't get that from you before the show. I'm going to have to make sure to get that information from everybody. Where were you when I was trying to get that from everybody?
I don't know,
because I know I got you first, didn't I? Okay, Lorena is still here and Daryl, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about this project that's coming up here in Newport Richey this week. Because this is a huge ordeal, and you know, it's actually my first crosswalk project. It's something that the city of Newport Richey has wanted for years, and they were actually talking to other artists about it a couple years ago, if not just a year ago, and it just never seemed to come to fruition.
And Jenny, I'm so excited about that. I am just so proud to have any small part in anything you do.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm thankful for you very much. You're a mighty savior when it comes to the sponsorship aspect of what I'm doing, and I thank you so much for that. All of the in-kind and monetary sponsorships that you've done for me are very, very deeply appreciated.
I appreciate you very much.
So this weekend is going to be fun. Lorraine, are you ready?
I am, okay. Absolutely.
So we had the city yesterday. I went out to the location, and they were actually grinding down the pavement for the project. They were going to be pressure washing it today. We're going to have a small team of artists going out on Friday morning. We'll be outlining the actual design on the pavement so that on Saturday, the actual event will be kicking off at 10 a.m. The music will start around noon, so we will have some vendors, the bounce house and everything will be setting up, we're going to have a fun day. Make sure to visit the local businesses downtown. We will not have food or alcohol at the event. But it will be, a fun time for everyone. So with this project, we are going to allow people to come on site and actually participate. Lorraine is going to help me along with Danny, and I think David Alexander Lopez is going to be there. And we will be directing people through the project, and they'll be able to come in and roll some paint into one of the design spaces. Mm-hmm. And then the artists will be coming in after that and cleaning it all up. We found a great product. It's going to be dried in 2 hours. And the amazing thing about this is that the following weekend is the Chasco Fiesta, which is the biggest event that Newport Richey has. And this will be the place where we have the official unveiling of the crosswalk project. And remember, that is an entire carnival. It's an amazing, amazing event that Newport Richey has built up over the years with great music. And we're really fortunate to actually get the opportunity to take part in that.
I agree.
And have the unveiling take place for that event. So I hope that everyone comes out and joins us for this activity. We also have the Zenfinity and Daddy D's grand opening. We're going to be participating in. I'm not sure exactly to what extent we're going to be participating in that event so far, but we are friends with them, and we want to see that become a successful event, their grand opening. And they are the Zenfinity Botanical Bar in Holiday. They're located on Moog and US 19, so get a chance, go out there and check them out. We also have some other things that are taking place at Second Century Studios this month. We've got a new drama club that we're going to be starting, and that should be a little bit of fun. Then we've got the Comic-Con event that's taking place at the library on the Saturday, I believe that's going to be the 17th. The 16th, we're having the exhibit opening for the Comic-Con grand opening. And then we will be doing this Bizarre Art Radio Hour every Tuesday at noon here on 106.1 FM Tan Talk Radio. Or you can get 1340 AM is the other station if you choose to listen to the AM stations. We will be right back here in just a couple of minutes to just kind of update you on what our next show is going to entail, and we're going to listen to a little bit more music. And thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was very meditative music there.
Thank you.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit more, Kyle, you're so active, and I see you out at the Groovy Tuesdays, with everybody performing, and then you have so many connections to the music community, and tell me a little bit more about yourself and your influence and stuff.
Oh, geez. Well, as I've stated before, I'm from Maine, so spent a lot of years in college studying mostly noise music. Came down here, and there's market for pretty much everything else. So I decided to just hit the ground running, wanted to turn music into everything that was my financial income so I could avoid climbing a 30-foot ladder every day in construction. So made moves to the jams. There's the Tuesday night at Debine Brewing. It's Groovy Tuesdays every Tuesday, hosted by members of Shoeless Soul. Wednesday nights at the Dunedin Brewery is the Players Jam with members of various bands from Rojoma, Displace, a couple others.
You do something up in Madeira Beach?
Yeah. Hopefully one of my other bands, Somatic, will be resuming hosting the Monday night Melodic Mondays at Mad Beach Dive Bar, which is a great new venue, great sound system, wonderful staff. They just had a very successful Mad Beach block party, mostly a reggae-inspired festival.
The Mandalay Park events there?
Yes, yeah. Okay. We also do the... Well, I personally help host the music.
Yeah.
The 12 to 5, I hire a couple of friends, tag along, and we just kind of do an open-ended improvisation for a day.
It's great.
We usually have a couple friends also come out and play some songs, kind of jump up and get a feel for it. But honestly, couldn't have a better day.
So what influenced you you're so diverse. You play so many different instruments and you sing. When did you start to build this career as an artist and these talents? Is it something that you feel like you were just born with and that you just kind of flowed from one instrument to the next?
Yeah, I mean, I started playing flute actually when I was, I think, 4 or 5. And that was just through school up until like high school. I stuck with it. And then actually, funny story, I was going into either the Air Force Academy or Virginia Military Institute up until I was like 17. And I just kind of had this realization that I didn't want to necessarily go into the armed forces, didn't necessarily want to be in a position to have to hold a gun. So I'd rather hold a guitar.
Yeah.
So just sort of 180
keen
from there.
Keen thought there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, from there, it was just sort of, I mean, living in Maine, you got 9 months of can't go anywhere because you're snowed in for the most part. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but since I had nothing else better to do, got myself wrapped up in music.
Good. Well, you know what? That's a good thing, and thank you, because you're so talented. We'd be missing something vital in this community if you didn't, if you weren't out there performing, if you didn't have those talents and be sharing them with the world, because we wouldn't want you to be holding them inside, right, Lorena?
Exactly.
Because Lorena's still here with us, and same thing with her. She's been experimenting with some new avenues of creativity. You do your coaster thing,
right? Yeah,
which is really cool. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? Because those are like a really hot item. They go pretty fast at our events and stuff.
Well, it started off, you know, I was like, well, let's find a different way to, you know,
generate some income.
Yeah, and put my prints out there, you know, the original artwork that I did. And so I had learned to apply them to just little tiles and put some cork on them, and then found out about alcohol inks.
That's what I like. That's the cool thing.
And then my husband kind of joined in, and the kids, you know, especially when he found out he could play with fire.
Yeah, because you put
and
the
that
ink
just took off with him. Yeah. It was all over that.
You put the ink actually on the tile, right? And then you light it on fire.
Light it on fire.
And
it gives
burns
it, like this shaded 3D effect.
It's cool. I mean, really, some neat things have come out of that technique that you're using. Then you clear coat them and you bring those out to the events with you and stuff. You know, we want to talk a little bit more about Second Century Studios and what we're doing over there, because we have our monthly exhibit openings. We also have the Bizarre Art Co-op, and we're always welcoming new people to come and join us in the co-op and be members of that. And, you know, there's lots of different benefits to becoming a co-op member, including, can you, I don't want to, like, just talk about what I'm trying to provide for people, but as an artist with the co-op, what have been some of the benefits that you have reaped from being a part of this as a member?
I'm going to say one of the main things for myself is, you know, exposure. You know, that's something that I didn't have when I first started. I started doing this full-time a year ago, actually.
And that's one of our main objectives as Bizarre Art Organization, is to help artists to become full-time professional artists.
Right. And so I kind of went out on a limb a year ago going, all right, I'm going to do this full-time.
You were working as an executive.
Well, not exactly as an executive, but...
Lockheed Martin, well, right?
Yeah, Lockheed Martin. Yeah, I was...
Tell me about that, because it's really inspirational.
I'm not sure how much I can really say.
Well, you could say that you were locked into a corporate job for many, many years, and that it made you very unhappy.
Yeah. It was high stress. I liked what I do.
Right.
But I like art better.
Right, and so that was
unhappier.
That was a huge leap of faith.
Yes, very much
so. For you to jump from that secure position with a weekly paycheck and take jump into your full-time dream and not know where.
A huge drop and on the mission of making what I was while I was there.
Right. And you've been out to just about every single event that I've hosted since I founded Bizarre Art a year ago. Mm-hmm. And so you've really built up an identity as an artist in our local community through the exhibits that you've participated in at Second Century Studios and the events at Bizarre Art, and through just all of the social networking and stuff that's taken place. And here you are on the radio
that's
with me
cool.
today.
You can Google your name now and see all these different things, you know, come up and all the different events, and, you know, it's because your name's tagged to them.
Right, yeah. So you were down in St. Petersburg for a little while trying to break through into that market in the art world. What was your experience down there?
Oh, well, I got to know a lot of artists down there. And one of the things that I did and prior to me leaving my previous job was going out and meeting all the different local artists in the area. It's amazing how much we're all willing to help each other, you know, and encourage each other to get out there and, you know, what works, what doesn't. And is it okay to mention a few names?
Yeah, absolutely. Please actually, do. Hopefully we can get them on the show.
Right. The ones that I clicked really well with down there, you've got Ari Ellis, you've got Zulu, you've got Donnelly, James Olson, Jennifer Chanley, and John Suarez.
All amazing artists.
And they are.
And they've all participated in the Shine festival down there with the large mural project. St. Pete has just really taken off when it comes to the public art. And I know that it's something that everyone really looks at with admiration, and every city wants art, you know, like that, you know. And so here we are. We're in Clearwater. And we've been struggling to see something similar. You know, nobody wants to copy off of another city's plan, but every city wants to have public art. Right. You know, and there's artists everywhere. We've got such a wealth of talent in this direct area.
Absolutely.
And I just hope that we can tap into it. And, you know, I've been in the mural business for many, many years. It's very competitive. And when you decide that you want to be a public artist or that you want to make a living as a full-time professional artist, it's a scary thing. You know, even as a musician, you know, Kyle, you can attest to that. You know, when you jump out of that safety net, you know, and you take that free fall into your dream world professionally, you just don't know sometimes when you're going to land or if you're going to land and where, if you do land, if it's going to be a safe place, you know, are you going to be able to support yourself? And I've been a single mother for so many years, and you know what, that was just one of the best things that I ever did, though. It gave me so much more time with my family. What were you going to say?
And I want to say, I think that's why it was so important to me, you know, to create a network of other artists, you know, and...
We have to support one another.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's why I wanted to form Bizarre Art too, was because I was felt like very alone and isolated in this professional world of art. And I live, you know, in Pasco County where I own a home, and I couldn't drive to St. Pete to be a part of that movement really without neglecting my family life and time at home and this and that. So I really tried to build a career, you know, where I was, you know, and with it being as it is, you know, I did the mural on Main Street, Newport Richey. So things are sort of coming full circle for me too. And I know that Lorena is going to be participating in more public art projects with me. We've got some really exciting things that are in the pipeline right now. And, you know, we never know where we're going to go the next day. These opportunities just come out of nowhere, and it's so exciting. It just seems like every day, even just with this radio show, I'm so excited to be doing it now. We're going to be here every Tuesday from noon until 1 p.m. for your lunch hour. We're going to be talking about local art and music and current events and community projects. We're talking about the things that Bizarre Art's going to be doing. We're going to be meeting with other artists and musicians are going to be here at the studio doing live performances. I hope to have Kyle back. But I want to spread it out a little bit. I got to get some other people in here. And so I'm hoping to have a new city official, someone who's involved with an art program, coming on the show with me. So it's going to be an exciting show. There's so much to talk about. And I think we need, you know, an arts and music station of local things. You know, people can get updated and meet the local artists and talent that's here in a more public forum. And thank you so much for being here, Lorena. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for inviting
and
me.
And you're an amazing friend. You're an amazing volunteer. I'm so fortunate and blessed to have you as part of our team. And same thing with you, Kyle. You know, it's just an honor to know you. And just ever since I've met you, I've been so impressed with your musical talent. And I'm thankful that you are helping me to build this event out on Clearwater Beach, you know, and that you're participating in the Crosswalk Project this Saturday at Sims Park. Remember, that's from 10 until approximately 7 o'clock in the evening. We will have the live music from 10 until 5, and then we'll have the drum circle from 5 until 8, and then we're going to have the Simon and Garfunkel tribute band. So that's going to be a fun day for the family, you know, and I hope that we get to see everybody out there. And just remember, come by Second Century Studios in downtown Clearwater to check out one of our exhibits. Right now we have a landscape. It's a coastal influences exhibit that's taking place. We've got about seven or eight artists, including myself, that has some stuff in there.
Yeah.
And our next event is going to be, our next reception is March 16th. We'll have live music. We'll have some free wine. We'll have some great art. It's going to be a great evening of art and entertainment. Again, check out the Bizarre Art Zone on Facebook. For all of our current events, just go to the event tabs. You can check me out, my portfolio, at artistjenpearl.com. And Lorena Hogarth on Facebook. You spell that H-O-G-A-R-T-H.
Yep.
Lorena Hogarth. And then Mr. Whiskers, is that a .com that they can find you at?
That would be on Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram, Mr. Whiskers. Again, we had Matt Gaunt on the show today, and then Laura Canary from the city of Clearwater's Community Redevelopment Agency, and then we also had Daryl Burney from Encore Music. And we're hoping to have the same velocity of guests next week. I think this is going to be a great show.
I
hope that you'll join us next Tuesday on 106.1 FM, Tan Talk Radio Network. You can also find us at tantalknetwork.com or 1340 AM, 1350 AM, and 1400 AM, Tan Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week.
Of our notions, and if you find there is a truth that lies beyond the novelty of company, just turn around and let me know. Oh, 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 that you are so, oh, 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 you are so in love. Yes, you are so. So in love without me. Well, I'm beginning to wonder what are we doing here, and if the modesty of honesty has turned around and hit the road. And I have been helpless to wonder if we're seeing clear, or if the lenses of perfection have been slipping down the bridge.